You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
We are grading secrets.
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
All right, there's some good ones. I'm going to start with a text, and then we got a bunch of people on hold. This one. Jimbo writes, grade my secret. Before me and my current wife were dating, my then-girlfriend and I had a threesome with the woman who is now my mother-in-law.
It's from the top again.
Wait,
okay.
What?
Before me and my current wife were dating.
Okay.
This guy was dating another girl.
Okay. All right, I'm just relating this to my life. Yeah.
Okay. And then they had a threesome, and it turns out the third person in was, unbeknownst to him, his future mother-in-law from the woman he's going to marry.
Oh, I just did the math with my family tree.
Wow. Yeah.
So that'd be like if you and... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like me and an ex.
Had sex with your wife's mom years ago before you ever met.
Uh-huh.
Huh. All right. That's a weird...
That'd be weird because you both would know and you'd both be like, mm-hmm. It'd be like in movies when you're like, why do those two characters know each other? Something's going on.
Yeah, something's weird there.
Something's kooky.
Wow, that is just...
That's a good one.
That's a big secret.
Real hot.
I think that's, even though it's text, I think that's an A. Jimbo is in Paducah listening on 106.7 WZZL. Hello, Jimbo. You are on the Harmonizer. What is your secret?
My secret is my best friend in the whole world I used to work with him was getting married. I didn't know his girlfriend, but I'd worked with him for several years. And he just always talked about how hot his mother-in-law was. And she's just beautiful. And he wanted, you know, to kind of get with her. And it turns out, once I found out who it was, like the summer before, I had an affair with that woman. And he always talked about it. And after I found out who it was, I was like, I was kind of giggling at myself. Hot, yeah, you're right, it's hot. But I couldn't tell him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't tell him, hey, I slept with your mother-in-law.
Wow.
As you're shaking his new bride's hand.
Were you in the wedding?
No, I was not in the wedding.
But
they had a destination wedding in Bahamas or wherever.
So you weren't in the wedding, just the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Just the mother-in-law. That's exactly right, yeah.
Thank you, Jim.
Oh, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Wow. That's an A.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A-plus if you had been in the wedding. But still really good. Wow. 1-800-947-3979. Okay, hold on. Jody is in Duluth. Hello, Jody.
Hi.
What is your secret?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Years back, I worked for the Boy Scouts of America in Duluth here, and every year we had a super fancy, swanky annual dinner with our local celebrity reporter, and I was a smoker, and we were having a nicotine fit during this annual dinner, so me and a good buddy, Jerry of mine, rest his soul, went to try to go find a warm place to smoke without going outside because it's February and probably 20 below.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
We picked the worst place to go smoke. We lit up our cigarettes and we thought, oh, this is great. And next thing you know, we set off all the alarms and, the fire department is running through in full gear. Some of the sprinkler systems were going off.
Oh, my God.
And we, oh, my God.
That word.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, crapping our pants.
Yes.
And we went back to our tables, and we were literally, like, dead silent. Everybody in the room is like, oh, my God, what is going on? People are panicking.
And you had to
and
pretend.
We just shot each other.
You had to pretend like, what happened? What's going on? Why is everybody freaking out?
What the heck has happened here? Oh, my God. You know, look at the guys running through here with the tanks on their back. And we're just sitting there. Yeah, and I'm not kidding you. Full gear. I mean, it was like big emergency, you know. So we're like just sitting there, and we shot each other a couple of looks. And it was like, we never said a word.
Yeah, you got to have that heater sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm probably tattling on myself now, but
yeah, I'd say you are. Yeah,
probably. I think we're good. Statute of limitations.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Thank you, Jody.
In my mind, they run back and sit down in their seats as the sprinklers are just pouring down on them.
And everybody else is freaking out, and they're like, this happens all the time.
It's weird.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. This is weird. My tapioca's getting all watery.
That's an A. I'm giving that one an A, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Are my grades too easy?
I mean, that's an A because she told the story very well.
She did.
It was really good.
Yeah, it could have been a B story, but she told it with gusto.
Yeah.
So much that we had to dump her once.
Yeah, and she had that big admission that she used to be a smoker.
Jimbo joins us, does not want the harmonizer. Jimbo in Tennessee, hello. What is your secret?
So the summer before my senior year in high school, me and a bunch of buddies were bored, and we're just mischief, dumb kids having fun. So we started going out and bashing mailboxes.
Okay.
We started doing our county. We started doing counties all around us. I mean, this was something we were doing 4 and 5 nights a week.
Wow.
Every single week.
You got really prolific. You didn't start to get bored.
Yeah, you didn't get bored at all?
No, I mean, we even escalated to, like, we blew up a port-a-john one night at, like, a rest area. I mean, we were just doing all kinds of stuff. And one of my buddies that was doing it with us, his mom was a postal worker. So he's sitting at dinner with them, listening to his mom tell all these stories about all these mailboxes around their county that are just trashed to pieces. So then he comes back and tells us about it, and it just ramps it up even more. We're just like, oh, we got to keep going. And it eventually started making the front page of the local newspaper.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jimbo, what was your method? Were you doing the old baseball bat while somebody's hanging out the window? Were you throwing M80s in there or something and blowing them up?
We did use some mortars one time, but what we would normally do was we would have one guy in the car sitting and watching, and then two other guys would get out with like 5 or 10 pound sledgehammers. And then the driver is the lookout, looking around, making sure. Like, we had rules that we would do it by. We would never do it if the house was too close to the road or there was too many houses close to each other. It had to be like, all right, and then no dead-end roads. Like, we had a whole set of rules we made up for
that's shrewd. Yeah. You're going to do that kind of mischief.
Yeah, you got to be disciplined.
You don't want to be boxed in.
Did you eventually quit? Why did you quit? Did you get tired of it?
Or did the heat get too
no,
much?
No, the only reason... Well, what ended up happening is the next town over, I guess because it started making the newspaper, some other kids at the next high school, they decided to be copycats. And instead of following our rules that we did, they took a chainsaw and were cutting down mailboxes on the main highway. And they got caught by state troopers.
Wow.
So then they got blamed for everything that we had done for the entire summer.
So I would say the real secret is that you were the ones doing it and they got busted.
Yeah, that's fantastic that they took the heat.
Well, I mean... And when you're running a chainsaw at 11 o'clock at night, what do you think's going to end up happening?
I know, right? Like, that is, they deserved it. Oh, they really
stupid.
Did. You can't run a chainsaw.
Jimbo, that's a good one. Thank you, man.
You guys
follow subtle about a chainsaw.
There's a lot of people in Middle Tennessee who are like, my mailbox, that's what happened.
You guys followed the proper mailbox destruction etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
Those idiots. Firing up a chainsaw. Come on.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Man, I thought for sure that it was just the drive-by and swing at it with a baseball bat, but they would stop and beat the hell out of it.
Yeah, with the sledgehammers, like they were swinging it.
Seems unnecessary.
Know, doing the Transcontinental Railroad.
Well, it's better, though. You'd run the risk of having one carom off the side of your car or getting your hands real wrung. You know, that doesn't feel good. So, yeah, you get out. Boom.
That's an A. I mean, no question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see this one. This is a little different. It says show code for years. I thought that you guys knew more people named Jimbo than anyone else on earth. And then one day you explained it again. And it's just a cover name for people who don't want to say their real name. And I felt really, really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That happens. That's probably fairly common. Lloyd joins us listening in Tennessee. Lloyd, what is the secret that you want us to grade?
So, in my 20s, I realized that my parents were swingers in the 80s.
Ooh.
Wow. Wow.
I kind of pieced everything together that when I was young, like 6 to 10, 11 years old, my dad would take me with him as we're on our way home. Oh, we got to stop at quote unquote Aunt Carol's house, and you're going to stay outside and play with the kids. I'm going to go in and fix something.
He was fixing her clock.
Yeah. had to open up the plumbing or something. I don't know.
Right.
But still to this day, none of my siblings know. My mom doesn't know that I know. And my mom lives with me. My dad is deceased. My mom lives with me, and every once in a while she'll say something about, like, I'll say something about Aunt so and so, and she's like, I never liked her. And I'll look at my wife and I go, oh, I wonder why.
Right. Wow.
Do you think, is mom still swinging these days? How old is she?
I hope not. She's 70.
Oh, man. You never know.
There's probably like a line of dudes around the house right now.
Yeah, she's retired now.
Yeah. Things that go on in your house when you're at work.
Yeah. She's got a lot more time on her hands.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just when I was in my 20s, I was talking to my dad one day and I said something about, I just looked at him and said, hey, were you and mom swingers back in the day? He's like, well, we don't want to talk about that. And then
I can't believe you asked.
I was,
wow, I know. I would never have the guts.
I just started putting it together that, you know, we would go and stay at their friend's house, but like me and my siblings, we have to sleep on the couch. I'm like, that's just weird that mom and dad get to sleep in there on a bed. We got to sleep on the floor or a couch or something. And then like they would come to visit at our house. And so as I got older and I started piecing things together, my dad and I had an open relationship like that. And I just asked him, hey, were you guys swinging? And then he admitted to it. And then a couple of years before he passed away, he got cancer. And we would sit down and talk about life and just things. And I asked him, I said, so all the time we stopped at so-and-so's house or this person's house to fix things, and you tell me to stay outside. He's like, yeah, there was things going on.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, this dog.
Lloyd, thank you. You got to ask your mom today.
Wow.
Don't you owe it to her?
I think the secret's out now, so it's either if I ask her or somebody else is going to call her and ask her now.
Yeah, but if nobody says anything, why don't you go home today and go, hey, funniest thing, I got a call from Aunt Carol today. She asked me to come over and fix a pipe.
Yeah.
Hey, Lloyd. Lloyd, yeah. Your dad might
Aunt
not
Carol
be your dad.
Need some work done at her house, and I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Lloyd, did you hear Steve's theory that your dad might not be your
dad?
Your
dad might not be your dad, man.
Yeah,
do you think what they, like, what if they started swinging before you were born? And
it very well could be. I may have to do some of that genetic testing.
Yeah,
do you look right?
Yeah, was
you
your mom
like your dad?
Was your mom too friendly with a guy named Carmine or anything?
I hope not.
Lloyd, thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. That's today.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.